It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host. It's a great pleasure to be here. And joining us in the studio is our friend and neighbor, Brock Hathaway. Good morning, Brock.
Good morning, sir.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. Now, you've been quite an appreciator of first responders since you were 10 years old. I believe you heard the sound of a fire engine truck and it captured your imagination.
Yes, sir.
So what happened that day? Like, all of a sudden you got to be in the truck, you got to blow the whistle. What happened?
I got to blow the whistle and I fell in love with it.
You did, huh? Did they put you in the driver's seat?
Yes.
Which is a privilege. Not too many people get to be in the driver's seat of a fire truck, which is, there's a lot of buttons around, aren't there?
Yes, there is.
So, do you drive?
No, I do not.
Okay, just checking. And now, sitting in the driver's seat of the fire truck, did it inspire you to continue doing wonderful things with your life and for first responders?
Yes, sir.
What was the catalyst? What made you fall in love with these fire and police individuals?
Just to be able to be around people like that.
Yeah. They have an amazing talent at bringing, safety and a feeling of security, definitely with fire and police. Are there any other first responders whom you appreciate their work?
Fire, EMS.
EMS, police. Of course. What was I thinking? And they are the ones that just selflessly go into a blaze or pull someone out of a blaze, and the EMS people are right there to help out. And the same with police duties. And have you ever inspired to be on a fire department?
I am currently on.
You
West
are?
Ghent.
Please tell me.
I'm currently on West Ghent Fire.
Mm. And what is your position?
My position is a social member.
Aha. So do you ever put out any fires?
No, I do not.
Do you ride in the truck at least?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And, well, that's kind of cool. So your love and your desire to be in the fire department has come to fruition. How long have you been a member of the fire department?
I just joined.
You did? So this is all brand new?
I just joined.
Congratulations. So now you get to ride the truck. What other cool privileges do you have?
I have my organization to help first responders out in Columbia County.
That's cool. Now, Hathaway's Helping Hands has been, well, a dream of yours, and that came to fruition as well. And Hathaway's Helping Hands helps first responders. Tell the folks about it.
I raise money for volunteer first responders out of Columbia County. Started 3 years ago, just because they have done so much for me. I wanted to find a way to give back.
Mm. So you came up with an idea that fire departments, police departments, EMS folks need help.
Yeah.
They need money.
Yes.
And equipment breaks down, gets old, and has to be replaced and upkept. And that all costs money. And a lot of fire departments, they're volunteers
that are
doing the work. Are you a volunteer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So volunteers, from the bottom of their hearts, they give. And that's a beautiful thing. And you yourself are a giver. You give your time, you give your energy, and you give your expertise, which is priceless. So we thank you for helping first responders in our community. So 3 years ago, you started Hathaway's Helping Hands, and has it grown? How's it going now?
It's going good.
How can folks help you help first responders?
They can donate to the organization.
Okay. And what's the easiest way to do that? Is there a website, Facebook,
there's
or something?
There's a Facebook page.
Okay. Hathaway's Helping Hands?
Yes.
Aha. And you can donate there, or does that direct you to a place where you can make a donation?
You can donate there, too.
Okay. Right on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not the most familiar with Facebook, but it's great when folks get that explanation that they could donate right there. Hathaway's Helping Hands, 3 years strong, and when you collect the money that people donate, how do you disperse it?
And every year I give out a donation at the Columbia County Fire Convention to a random department.
How do you choose them?
It's by a randomizer.
Really? So it's not like out of a hat. It's not this year it's going to be this one. It's a randomizer.
Yes, sir.
That sounds technologically amazing. Is it?
Yes.
All right. I got to go back to school and find out more about randomizers because that sounds baffling to me. So, well, that's pretty cool. And I appreciate the fact that you can collect money from other people and direct it to somebody or people, organization that need it. And that's really important. And to have that inside you, to reach in and then give what's inside you and help other people's with a place that they can trust and donate money to and know that it's going to a wonderful cause. That's very commendable. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for doing that for our first responders. And it's a pleasure to have you here in the building with us at 98.1 KZE, Brock.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So what's coming up in the future for you?
I would like to try to do some fundraisers.
Yeah? And what would you raise money for? What's some of the causes that are in your heart?
I want to help other people with fundraisers and whatnot, like help them with fundraisers and help other first responder organizations.
Because, again, there's a great need for these organizations to receive monies. And, again, upkeep of equipment is costly. And, well, Brock and I both believe that first responders should be, of course, helped out, respected, and wonderfully taken care of just like they do for all of us. And have you met a bunch of EMS, fire, and police people in your life?
Yes, I have.
And are they inspiring?
Yes, they are.
And what inspires you about a policeman?
They help people.
They do. And it's right on their car to protect and serve. Right?
Yes, sir.
And, well, it's important. And it's really important to support your local law enforcement, your local fire department. So maybe, you know, they can use some extra money. And if you can't, maybe donate to Hathaway's Helping Hands. Maybe you can volunteer at a firehouse. Maybe you could do some filing or work that they need done. And, well, you can always lend a helping hand. And, Brock, you do this every day, don't you?
Yes, sir.
You do. And what's, besides the help that you give, what do you like to do for fun yourself?
I like to visit fire departments.
You do. So it's perpetual with you, isn't it?
Yes.
In your spare time, you're visiting fire departments when you're not working at one, and we love that. So if anyone in a fire department is listening, Brock Hathaway is our guest. Invite him to come down and hang out at your firehouse. Visit Hathaway's Helping Hands on Facebook and website?
No website.
No website, just on Facebook. And that's your best bet. You could donate right there, and you can get in touch with Brock Hathaway if you have any comments or want to donate. He'll help you out, and he'll give you the right direction of maybe if you want to volunteer or help out at a firehouse or a police station or an EMS, he might be the one to contact, and he'll direct you to the right place near you. What's the farthest firehouse or police station you've been to?
Well, I went to Maine.
To Maine? Cool. Northern Maine or southern?
Way up north.
Wow. That's a long ride. And were you welcomed and, of course, treated like a king?
Yes, I was.
You were? And why not? You are the king around here. And we appreciate you being here, Brock. Thanks a lot. And again, folks can visit Hathaway's Helping Hands on Facebook. Anything else you want to tell the folks? Especially around Thanksgiving when helping and giving is on people's minds.
I would just say donate when you can.
Thank you, Brock. That's a good one. And if you can, check out Hathaway's Helping Hands and make a donation to your favorite first responders. It's always appreciated, even if you just stop by a firehouse and say, hey, I appreciate what you do. Do you have any t-shirts? Let me buy a shirt from you. They probably have some, and that money goes to help the firehouse, just like your donation. So wear an FDNY shirt or a the police as well. And Brock, all the best to you.
Thank you, sir.
And happy Thanksgiving coming up.
Thank you as well.
And happy holidays.
Thank you.
And maybe you can come by next year and stop by and tell us what's going on in your world.
Will do.
You'd like that?
Will do.
We'd like that. It's the Up and Running Morning Show. Brock Hathaway, our guest. Hathaway Helping Hands, an incredible organization that is doing great things in your community. Check them out. And big thanks, Brock. Thanks for being here. It's the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. We'll take a little break, and then we'll come back with more fantastic musical diversity.
The science behind the smile. That's the focus at the Uptown Kingston Dental Office.